Is it a tackling issue, or is it a thing where the first contact's happening too far downfield?
I don't know what it is. It ain't right. That's all I have to say. I don't care what it is. Tackling issue. D-line not doing their job. Linebackers not doing their job. DBs not doing their job. Whatever it is, it's not working. So, you know, that's one of the main focus this weekend. We want to make sure we fix from here on out.
Leon, scrambling quarterbacks like Jackson have a different agenda. Some want to run to throw it. Others want to run just to run. How do you see him?
You know, we done faced that quarterback. You know, we've been facing him in this division with, you know, McNabb. And then, you know, Campbell before he went out to Oakland. We just faced him, 2 weeks ago with Vic. So we're just going to have to play him, make sure we keep him in the box and make him use his arm when he do have to pass the ball. Instead of, you know, let him be a runner also, just make him use his arm. Make sure, you know, we got good coverage on him.
In getting back to the run defense, the fact that you're playing so much nickel, do you think that's contributing to teams running the ball as much as well?
No, because they run it out of base. Like last week, it was more out of their 22 and their 21 personnel as far as two backs, one tight end. I'm on the sideline when that happened. Won't have two safeties when that happened. So
and the big run was against the base, right?
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, they just find the loopholes to our defense as far as the running part. We're not doing a good job as far as gap control and whatever else it is. But one thing about it is going to be fixed from here on out.
And so why do you think your nickel then works against both the run and the pass?
Because now you don't only have three a nickel back like a corner. You know, you have three safeties that can cover and also that can tackle. And they have speed to get, you know, to the line of scrimmage and also to the middle of the field. So it's really a plus for us, you know, especially with my size, Kenny's size, you know, yeah, and Trell also. But with Kenny, you know, we have the size of a linebacker also.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have something like that and we're not scared of afraid of the contact, you know, it's a plus to us. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah, in Philly, Jaquan Williams had told me, we talked about this, how you and Tuck stepped up on the sideline showing your leadership skills. Who stepped up and showed leadership skills in Arizona the other day when you guys were down to the dumps?
The funny thing about it was the energy. Nobody ain't say anything. You know, we felt like we hadn't did enough talking the week before that every week it should not have to be like that. You know, I get to a point when we play together 1 year. The young guys, you know exactly what we're expecting of them. You know, we didn't really have to say nothing last week. It was funny because Coach Perry thought that we was dropping our heads when we wasn't even thinking about us losing. We was more thinking about, okay, the offense about to go and make a play, and then we got to go out there and stop them. We was trying to put together a game plan in our mind in each position. Nobody ain't really have to say no. We didn't pull each other together or nothing.
That's a good sign.
Yeah, it's a great sign. Great sign. The first time I done been around that.
For this game, man.